Blog Talk Radio. V, and you are tuned in to Unfell in Love Ministries, where each week we embrace the scriptures with intent, intensity, and integrity so you might experience the love of God, not only the love of God, but the peace of God. Join us each week here. Amen, amen. Come fill my heart. Welcome, everyone, particularly in Virginia on the East Coast, and then all over America, and then all over the world. Welcome to Unfailing Love Ministry. We're so happy to have you today. Well, it was a forced kind of whatever God wanted us to get done, because we hadn't planned to be live and on the air just yet this year, but God had another plan and snowed us in, so we are forced to be on air with you today. And we're excited about it because we're launching in 2017, such an amazing year, such awesome instructions from God. We're moving into the second year of our church. We're moving into what we call the spirit of increase, intensity. Here at Unfailing Love Ministries, we are experiencing, expressing, and emerging in the love of God so that He might use us for His glory to the world, to reconcile, not just reconcile you back to the church, but reconcile you into His very heart. God wants an intimate, on time, in-depth, you know, awesome, passionate relationship with you. And so not just with brick and mortar, but with His heart. He says, listen, don't rend your clothes, but rend your heart to me. So God wants a heart. And I think He deserves it. He's done enough for us, right? His love has been unfailing in so many, many areas of our lives. And we want to recognize that at Unfailing Love Ministries. When you enter into the love zone, whether it's at our location at 2014 Corden Avenue, or whether it's live here on the online church, Unfailing Love Ministries, when you enter into the love zone, we truly want you to experience God's love. From our hearts to your heart, the atmosphere is set and charged where we worship and we adore Him, we glorify Him, we magnify Him. He is our God. We have this secondary theme, one Lord, one love, this year as we move into the spirit of increase. So just want you to go get your Bibles, get ready, get set. We're getting ready to go very shortly, deeply into the Word of God, what we call our love script. And we want to apply the Word to our hearts today in worship. But we also want you to gather your family around, your children, you know, tell them to put the cell phones down, get off the TV, get off the games, and come sit around. Let's worship together for an hour. Can we do that? Of course we can. So go get your Bible, go get your family, your children, your husband, your spouse, and get ready to enter in with us. While you're gathering all of those things together, your Bible and your family, let's listen to this selection by our featured artist today, Sister Wyman.
Amen. Let me praise him. Let us praise him together. If you are live in the sanctuary at 2014 Corn Avenue, this is our time, what we call My Soul Waits. It's our time of praise and worship. We do abbreviated version here on air, but you have got to experience that. Our own Elder Tara Colton is preparing what an awesome time of praise and worship for us in 2017. So you just need to be there in live and in living color and join us in our time of praise and worship. Listen, I'm going to open up the lines for one of our sage leaders to just open us up with prayer, greet you once again, and then we're going to go to the Word. And while Pastor Lonnie is getting ready to open us up in prayer, I'm going to just go ahead and have you to write these scriptures down that we're going to use as we go forth in our love script today, the Word of the Lord, so you can bend the page back on your Bible, whatever you need to do to get ready for that, because we're going to swim through this Word today, and it's a powerful Word, and I believe it's going to really bless you. So I have five scriptures here. First scripture is Amos chapter 3, verse 3. That's Amos 3 and 3. That's in the Old Testament. Amos, the third chapter, the third verse. Next scripture is John 15 and 7. John 15 and 7. Following that, Psalms 115, verse 14. Psalms 115, verse 14. The fourth scripture is Deuteronomy 8 and 18. And then the last scripture is Joshua 18 and 3. Joshua 18 and 3. Let me go over those again with you quickly. Amos 3 and 3, John 15 and 7, Psalms 115, 14, and then Deuteronomy 8, 18, and lastly, Joshua 18 and 3. And I guess that's where we will land in terms of our message for today. How long will you neglect to go and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers have given you? That's Joshua 18 and 3, asking that question. How long will you? In other words, that question needs to be answered in order for us to move fully into the spirit of increase, not only here in Love Unfailing Love Ministries, but wherever you are, ask yourself that question. God's putting it back in your corner today. How long? How long will you wait before you go in and possess the land? Okay, so stay tuned for that. Here is prayer time, opening up your hearts and your spirit so you might receive this word. Our own Pastor Lonnie.
I'm listening, and I pray that everything that, especially this weather, if you're here in Virginia, you know the weather's on the cuckoo side, but that's how God blessed us, man. He blessed us with this good weather to keep us inside, keep us from running around. I don't know about you, but I needed the rest. And with that, let's bow our heads and give God the chance to hear our plea. Father God, we thank you once again for living with us, giving us another day to live, and allowing us there to use this medium of over the airwaves that you created that we can communicate and give you honor and glory. I appreciate the opportunity to just lift my voice up to you, Lord God, as a testimony of what you've done in my life. I thank God for the pastor of our church and the love that she gives to all of us. She exemplifies what you say when you say love one another. And God, I just ask that you make this word a stronghold in our hearts this evening that will keep us warm through the coldness of the day and help us strengthen someone else as we go on into our ministry of evangelism. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Lonnie, for that prayer. Listen, I want to just preface this so you'll have this on your heart as you listen for this word. This is a word not only for our house, but for you wherever you are, whether you're in Virginia, California, Tennessee, New York, wherever you are, take this word as a love letter to God sent to you. And remember the question. What our sage leaders would do after the message, we have what we call our afterglow with our sage leaders. Each one of them on the line is going to give their take, what they receive from the word, to help ground you in that word as well. So I want you to make notes. If you have questions, call in 347-838-9054 if you're listening and ask that question. No question is too small for us, and so that we can talk about it. The Bible really wants us to not only get wisdom, but get understanding. So we want you to understand what you have been just instructed in the Word to do. I was listening today as the Spirit of the Lord as I was preparing the message, and one word stuck out with me, and that was the word exhortation. And the word exhortation means to incite someone to listen and communicate what you're saying in such a way that it inspires them to do something. They have to do something with what you have just shared with them. So you have to present it in such a way, you have to use a kind of inspired communication so that they might wake up and say, wow, that word, that was an awesome word. I needed that. You know, I'm going to apply that. I can see where I could use that in my life. It is a strong, inspirational, compelling word of truth as it relates to the Bible. When God wanted you to exhort people to do something, inspire people to do something, compel them to do something, it was for their good. You know, we don't exhort people to do evil, but we exhort people to do good, to make it better, to do better, to receive more, and to increase. And again, our theme for our church this year is the spirit of increase, intensity. With one love and one Lord, we want to enter into, in every area of our lives, we want to enter into this spirit of increase. We want to increase physically, spiritually, emotionally, financially. We want to, first of all, our relationship with God to increase, and then we want our relationship with others to increase. We want them to come see us as the woman of God went to see Solomon and see what all God has blessed us with and say, you know, you couldn't have gained this alone. God had to be blessing you. God had to have given you all of this, what you have. And we want that to be the testimony. God bless you, silly. God bless you, stupid. God bless you tremendously, abundantly, above what you could have thought to ask. You know, that kind of thing. We want to not just say I'm highly favored and blessed, but people to see the evidence of us being highly favored and blessed, so there might be increase in every area of our lives. So all of our words, all of our teaching, all of our exhortation, all of our praise, all of our worship, all of our just being together in fellowship and learning and being diligent in business and diligent in ministry is all this year focused on us having increase in every area of our lives. And so when we look at the scriptures that I gave you, and I'm one of those preachers, I just preach straight from the word that's there, so we're going to go straight to that word that I gave you to look at, and we're going to kind of dissect it a little bit, okay? First scripture was, this is the premise, do two people walk hand in hand if they aren't going to the same place? That's a particular translation that's there. Your translation may read a little bit like this. Do two people walk together unless they have agreed to do so? You know, I'm happily married right now, and my husband and I, we live in the same house. We share the same bedroom. Whenever I'm not a couch potato, we're sharing the same bed that's there. Well, we can wake up in that same bed and begin to dialogue about some things and not be on the same page and not be have the same mindset about a particular topic in our lives. And so if we don't get it together, if we do not agree, it pretty much causes us to be at a standstill in terms of at least that particular matter. And I wanted to bring it home to that example because God uses the marriage of a man and a woman as an example of his relationship between him and the church. And so when Amos here is talking about the two people walk hand in hand if they aren't going in the to the same place. In other words, if Doug and I wanted to end up at the same place, you know, being one, because the two should become one when you get married, and we're holding hands, but if we are not in agreement about where we're going, we're not going to end up wherever we decided we wanted to go individually. We're not going to end up holding hands and holding each other's hands once we get to those different places. But if we're trying to go to the same place, it's much easier. It's possible for us to end up there holding hands, still being one. And so that when God desires that we go to a particular place, as the scripture says, we go from glory to glory. In other words, we go from increase to increase. If he wants us to go to the next place of increase, but we have not agreed with him about how we get there, what we do to get there, when we get there. In other words, if we're not on the same page with God, we may not end up where he wants us to end up. We have to agree with him. How do we agree with God? We agree with God according to his word. In other words, if he tells us, if say, for instance, if one of your goals is, I desire this year to, you know, make X amount of money. And the word of God said, and I've got this great scheme of how I'm going to make it happen. It's going to happen overnight. I'm going to go get that lottery ticket, and I'm going to win it. I'm going to spend X amount. I'm going to spend so much money that it'll hedge my bet in terms of winning that, and I'm going to win it, and that's how I'm going to get, you know, to that financial goal that I've set overnight. But then the word of God says, riches gained quickly or even deceitfully will not surely last. So if your method of doing something is incongruent with the word of God, God has no obligation to walk hand in hand with you into that place. In other words, he's not going to bless that. Because it is not his desire to go against what he's already put in place in order to make sure that you have not only a temporary success, but a long-standing success. He wants you to be wealthy for the duration, and you want to get something quick and lose it quickly, be contrary to his word, and that's a sure way of getting there, okay? And these scriptures are going to build upon each other to that final question that I asked you at the top of the show. How long will you neglect to go and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers has given you? In other words, what God has for you, he's already prepared it for you, but you've got to come in and possess it. So next scripture, let's look at that, and we'll be going back and forth and reaffirming as we go. John 15:7 says this, "If you abide," Dr. V, "if you abide in me, and my words, Dr. V, abide in you, you will ask what you will desire," or what you desire, "and it shall be done," how? "For you." My particular translation says, "shall be done for you." John 15:7, "If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you." Now, when I looked at this scripture, I said, wow, that takes all the pressure off of me for acquiring what I desire, because all I have to do is do two things: abide in God and let his word abide in me. Well, how can I do that, Dr. Reed? What's the secret formula of abiding in God? The Bible tells us very clearly that If we desire to be in sure fellowship with God, is one requirement that he has, and that is to obey him. Well, how can you obey him if you don't know what he's asking you to do? So all roads lead to where? To the Word of God. Not only do you have relationship with God via his word and begin to know him and begin to know his ways and what he and to know the promises that he has in his word for you, that you do that by reading his word and then getting an understanding of his word. In other words, not the way you get the understanding is you study it, you meditate on it, like pretty much like Joshua 1 and 8 says, this book of the law should not depart from your mouth, lest you meditate on it when? Both day and night. And then you can make your way successful, and then you can have good success. Well, Joshua learned that early in his life, that if he found the will of God and obeyed the will of God, then God delighted, seems like, to bless him with what he was seeking after this there. Again, John 15:7 says, if you abide in me, in other words, that abiding in me also means, God, even if you ask me to do something that I don't want to do, I'm gonna yield to your will and your way. Jesus said very clearly to us, and this was his stance, and he never moved from it. I come to do the will of him who sent me. My meat, my desire, my whole take on this thing is I only do what I see the Father do. I only say what I see the Father, hear the Father say. And those are, Jesus wanted to be so one with God in terms of his obedience here on earth as God, as his son, to show us how it could be done. And so he declared it. He said, I come to do the will of him who sent me. I know I come to be obedient. He was obedient all the way to what? To the cross. So he says, listen, I'm gonna so walk with God that I hear him and I do what I say, hear him say for me to do, and I do what I see him doing. In other words, I'm going to mimic him in all my ways. The Bible says in Proverbs 3:5-6, lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God, and he will do what? Direct your path. And so this scripture again says, and abide in my word. If my word abides in you, in other words, when it comes down to you making a decision, then that decision should mirror what the word has already admonished that you could do. If the word of tells you to quickly make peace, and you're holding on to a long-standing, you know, disagreement with someone, or a long-standing grudge, or a long-standing resentment, then are you allowing the word to abide in you by doing that? No, the word says agree with your enemy quickly, you know, agree with your adversary quickly, or quickly forgive, or forgive 7 times 7. Remember, we want increase in every area of our lives. And so when that word abides in us, it'll remind us, you know what, you haven't forgiven so-and-so. Or you still have an ought against somebody. Or you still holding back. Or you still withholding your bowels of mercy. You know, you're still not quickly, you know, moving to make amends or whatever like that. The word, in other words, that voice that you hear would be the voice of the Holy Spirit reminding you that you're far from the word. You're far from abiding in the word and letting that word abide in you so you can get the fruit of that. The last part of that, John 15:7 says, if the word abides in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. That's a promise. I like that promise. Let's move on to Psalms 115, verse 14. Psalms 115, verse 14. Whew. This is one of those blessing scriptures. I just loved it when I saw it. I picked it up out of that place and gave it to us. When you read Psalms 115, it talks about the first part of it, everything that we, every place that we don't want to be. But then it begins to tell us where we would, where we desire to be, and that is in a place of blessing from the Lord. And so here's the blessing. It says, may the Lord give you increase. When? How? Much? More and more. May the Lord give you increase, not only you, but you and your children. We here at Unfailing Love Ministries, as we embrace what God told us to move into in 2017, and that is the spirit of increase, we all got excited about that because we saw 2016 and we were really, 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 you know, trying to make ends meet here and there and trying to rob Peter and pay Paul and do all those kind of things. And we really desired, nobody I know can tell me that at the end of 2016, they would have desired to have more money in their bank account, more money in their savings, if they had a savings, better relationships with their loved ones, a better job, a better, more business, more time to relax, more time to celebrate, more time to go on vacation, all of that. You wanted more at the end of 2016, right? And so here's the scripture. Pop down in the middle, pop down in Psalms 115, in the middle of the scripture, says, may the Lord give you increase more and more, you and your children. I have one biological daughter and two adopted daughters, and I want increase for them every day. I want them to be happy. I wanted them to be, you know, to experience the abundance of the Lord in their relationships and in their finances and in their, you know, health and what have you. And so we all want that. In every area of our lives, we want some increase, not just for ourselves, but for those that we love, our children. The Bible tells us to leave an inheritance to our kids, but if we can barely scrape up and make ends meet for ourselves, how are we going to leave that inheritance for our kids? And so I'm excited about this word of blessing here. It says, may the Lord give you increase more and more, more and more. May the Lord do it. Because the Bible clearly tells us it is God that what? Causes us to get wealth, right? Yeah, the word of God tells us that. And so we choose to believe it. And so what we're going to look at, next scripture, which is Deuteronomy 8:18, and it says this. Sounds simple, but we need to be about it. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish, this is why he does it, so he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. Does God have a reason for wanting us to have the power to get wealth? Yeah, he has a reason. He wants to establish his covenant in us. And so that this was back in the Old Testament, before Jesus arrived on the scene. But remember what Jesus said, that the reason that he came is that we might have life, hallelujah, and have it more abundantly. I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I had one of my clients tell me the other day, she says, I told my children, get you a life and then enjoy it. It was so simple. I said, I love that. That's profound. Get a life and enjoy it. And so here's Jesus saying, listen, I came that you might have life. And if it's more abundantly, I can hear him paraphrasing that thing. I came that you might have a life that you will enjoy. And so here is in Deuteronomy, the writer here is saying, remember God. Remember this about God, that he gives you the power to get wealth. If you're trying to come up with the power to get wealth from any other source than God, you are missing the mark. Because some people would say in this contemporary age that we live in, oh, the Bible is full of errors. The Bible is passe. The Bible is written by man. It is so wrong. But I'm going to tell you, I know too many people that have lived by this word and gained power, not only to be wealthy in finances, but be in a wealthy place in terms of their health and their relationships and what have you. So you can sit around and talk about where there's error here and error is there, but let me tell you something. If it works for somebody, it ought to be able to work for you. Amen? And if you tried every other thing and it didn't work, you might as well go back to the book of life. Amen? So, again, it says, and you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He, God, who gives you, that Dr. V, Pastor Lonnie, Minister Good, Pastor Joyce, Apostle Adamus, Elder Tara, who else is on the line? Whoever else is on the line. God gives you the power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant, which He swore to your fathers as it is this day. Then we're going to go on down to the last scripture, which is a great question, which I started you out with. God is doing all of this great stuff. He's saying from the beginning, you know, let's walk together so we can agree, so we can end up at the same place. Where is the place that I want you to be? Ultimately, from these scriptures that I've chosen, I want you to end up in your what? Your promised land, the land that I have given you to possess. God has given us something that He wants us to possess, but we have to what? Follow the breadcrumbs, as it would say. We have to start out being in agreement with Him. In Amos 3:3. Then we have to have that word of God, which is so rich. It's just mine. This year in Unfailing Love Ministries, we're going to mine the scriptures because therein is our inheritance, our wealthy place in God's word, all the instructions that we need. You're trying to put something together? Follow the instructions. Everything that you purchase that has to be put together comes with it a set of instructions. Well, we that believe in Christ and that there's one Lord and one love, He's given us a set of instructions in His word, Ruth 66, the Old and New Testament, with enough instructions in it for us to arrive anywhere that we desire in Him that's worthy of being. And so He says, well, I'm going to say to you, may the Lord give you increase more and more as you abide in that word. In other words, you're not just going to enter in the door, but you're going to come all the way into your wealthy place that's there. And then when we look at the 18th, realizing that you're not going to get where you want to go in life, no matter how many goals you have, without God being the pilot, not just the co-pilot, but the pilot, the one who leads you and guides you to that place. Then the question at the beginning of this year, the first Sabbath day of this year for us as a church, we're asking ourselves, we're putting the responsibility for us getting to that place with God, that wealthy place with God, is how long will you neglect to go and possess? In other words, how long will you not do what the instructions are saying for you to do via His word? How long will you, there's a scripture that says in this word, be diligent in business. How long will you be slothful in business? How long will you not do the things every day that is necessary for the increase to, just like the scripture says, surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. How long will you not do the things so that surely the goodness of God, the mercy of God, the abundance of God will not just chase you down? The blessings, the Lord says in this same word, this book of instructions, it says your blessings will come and overtake you. Your blessings will, in some translations, your blessings will chase you down if you are following the instructions. Just like it said in Joshua 15:8, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. So, question is, if it's on, God said, I'll do this if you do that. So, my question, to make it short, to paraphrase it, when are you going to get to that? How long will you neglect to go and possess the land? And so this is what Dr. V is going to be doing to her. This is kind of dialogue I'm going to have with myself. Girl, what are you doing today that's moving you toward possessing the land? How are you walking with God in agreement with his word? How's that word abiding in you? How are you believing God, what he said, that he would increase you more and more? That's there. I realize sometime, you know, this year that I had to really, really, and I've been admonished to do it before and just didn't do it. I've been admonished to watch what I say, watch my words, you know, and because my words have power. And from the book of Genesis, God said, let there be. In other words, he used his words to create. And so we're creating with our worlds every day with what we say. And so that if we want increase to be in our lives, one good thing to say until you learn how to say for real what that word really means, I'm going to get up and say, God, I thank you every day for the increase in my life being more and more. You've already pronounced that blessing in my life. I receive it. God, I thank you today that I will abide in your word and your word will abide in me. God, I'm in agreement with what you have already designed for my life to be. I agree with you. Let me know if I go too far to the left or too far to the right. Lord, let me know when I'm not doing the daily things necessary to possess the land that you've already set aside for me. Caleb said that over in the book of Joshua. We know we're studying Joshua this year. Caleb said, listen, God promised us our inheritance. He promised us some land. And, I'm old, but I still have the strength I need, you know, to go in and possess the land that God is giving. And so here's Joshua going like, you know, well, how long is it going to take you to do it? It's there. Go get it. Yeah, and do it now, as I say. And John Maxwell said, go do it now. Do it now. Do it now. That's there. Remember the Lord. It is he that causes you to get well. I'm going to close this message for today. I wanted us to just be exhorted to remember these scriptures and let them be some guiding scriptures for us this year as we move into the spirit of increase. Number one, we're having to agree with God. And number two, we have to abide in his word. Number three, we have to remember that he promised us increase, more and more. Number four, we have to remember that it's he that causes us to get well. And the last, number five, you know what, don't get in your own way. Don't procrastinate on going in and possessing the land. Get up, get ready. Get up, get with God, get ready, be about it, do those things that are necessary each and every day. Then we will say that we agree with God because he had already said in Jeremiah 29:11, my thoughts toward you, Dr. V, sage leaders, people all over the world, particularly here in Virginia, my thoughts toward you, they are of peace and not evil, to give you a hope and to give you a free future. If God is thinking that way about us, how should we think about ourselves? Listen, I am no longer going to retard my efforts in terms of going in and possessing the land that God has for me. I got a glimpse of it. I see it. I believe it's there. I believe it's there for me, and I'm going for it. I'm going with God. Amen. That's been the word of the Lord for today. This our first Sabbath Sunday service. Saturday service, here at Unfailing Love Ministries, and I pray that it has been a blessing to you. I pray that it has exalted you in some type of way. And now we're going to have our afterglow by our sage leaders, and I'm going to just click you on one by one, and when you are live, go for it. Starting with Pastor Lonnie.
Yes, praise God. Of course, that was an awesome message coming from our pastor. She always knows how to relay God's word in a way that we can all understand it and gather from it. an increase is the thing that I'm looking for this year also. My sister down in Portsmouth made us do a kind of like a portfolio of where we see ourselves in 2017. And at the end of this year, she's going to open it up
so that we could see what we said where we were going to be. And one of the things I'm looking forward to is having my own case management service and having my own a catering service, because as y'all know, I love to cook. So all these things are coming into place according to this word of God that the pastor has been given to us, even at the end of last year, about increase. I'm looking at these scriptures again, and the one in particular that I'm really digging is, do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so. And that goes back to the communion thing that I did a couple of months ago about how we need as a church to be on the same page or even have the same vision as what the pastor has given us. And therefore, we can all increase together. And down here at Joshua 18:3, he said, how long are you slack to go to possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers has given you? That's the King James Version. And that's how we miss our blessings, because we don't go after it. Faith without works is dead, somebody said. And if you have the faith that you want to do these things, then you're going to have to make some moves too, because God will see you make the move, and he'll give you the hookup also. And that's what I gathered from this word today, and I loved it. It's right on time with the way I'm going. So I appreciate you.
Praise God. Okay. We have Apostle Adamus on the line with us. Welcome, sis. This is your first broadcast with us. And I just want to say to the world, you're one of our newest members at Unfailing Love Ministries, and we're so happy to have you with us. We'll have your remarks now as a stage leader.
Thank you. This is my first time ministering on the radio. It's a blessing, and you're growing me in my calling, Pastor, and I appreciate you for that. I appreciate God for putting you in my life. I did see something new that I had not seen before in John 15:7. It did explain why I've been able to be successful in, several areas of my life. Because it, as we read the word, it says, if you abide in God and his word abide in you, then you can ask whatever you will and it shall be done. Because his word will not return back to him void. So if we abide, if we just roll around, if we just bathe ourselves and live in his word, that his word is in us, we're full of his word. So when we ask something, he gives us the desires of our hearts. He puts the desires in us. If we're abiding in his word, his word is going in us, then our desires become his desires. And when we pray his word back to him, that's why we can ask whatever we desire and it will be done, because we're desiring what he desires. We're desiring his word. We're desiring him and what he wants, be it physical, spiritual, financial, whatever realm we're talking about. That's why it shall be done. It shall be done, not a maybe and a might. It definitely will be done, because we desire what he wants us to desire. And when we desire what he wants us to desire and we ask him what he wants us to have, of course, it's going to be done. So I really appreciate you illuminating that word, because, you know, I've heard that for many years, you ask whatever you will and it shall be done. but now I see it. Of course it's going to be done without a doubt, because we want his word, whatever his word says. And if we're abiding in his word, just hiding under the shadow of him, just rolling around in his word, you know, that is why whatever we ask will be done, because we're only asking what he wants us to have. And again, his word will not come back void, so it has to be done. Amen.
Thank you for sharing that. Elder Tara Colton. Okay. Elder Tara, you there? Okay. Maybe she's not at the moment. We're going. We do have a number that I don't recognize.
Do you care?
Okay. Is that
can you hear me?
Tara? Yes, I hear you now.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Good evening, everyone. Short and sweet. You just receive the goal from God for 2017. Receive the goal from God. Set the course and move towards the goal with everything that you have.
Amen.
That's it.
Awesome. Good to me. Thank you for sharing.
Hey,
we have someone on our line. I'm not recognizing the number. 757-272-0558. We'd love for you to have remarks. Okay. All righty. So thank you for listening. Listen, it's been amazing for me to even prepare this message, because as I was preparing it, you know, I could see places in my own life to where I said, God, okay, you know, there is no reason why the saints of God cannot walk in such a place in you in 2017. That men and women would want to, like I had given that example, when Bathsheba came to see Solomon, she looked at all that he had. And I believe that it was more than just, this is my take and my commentary, I believe it was more than just all the silver and gold he had, all his treasures or whatever like that. But, you know, Solomon had an abundance of a whole lot of things, and some things were probably weren't that great for him, but, you know, all the women, of course, but he had a lot of wisdom. He had a lot of wisdom. And I believe I gleaned from my reading about him that he also had some peace of mind. You know, he had some peace of mind. The Bible doesn't talk about him having ill health or anything like that. He was content with the blessings of the Lord in his life. And so I want all of that. I don't, you know, call me greedy, whatever, but I want good health. You know, I want peace of mind. I want my family to be blessed, my children and all, my friends, everybody. I want all what God has for me. And if I am to be a part of that blessing process, then I'm going like, I don't want to be the weakest link in here. You know, I don't want to be the hindrance, you know, so let me be about it. And so as I encourage you, as your senior sage leader, your pastor, I'm letting you know I'm being encouraged to be a witness myself to what God wants to do in and through us, for him to get the glory out of our lives, for increase to come, so that we might draw. When we have this testimony, some people go, how did you get that house? Or how did you get that car? How did you, you know, you have such a loving and supportive husband, or you have a great business. How did you get that? And first thing we're off, I'll let God did it for me. He did, yeah, he did the John 15:7 thing. All I did was abide in him and in his word, and all these desires that I had, things that I wanted in my life, things that he wanted for me, he just did it for me. I can't tell you, like that scripture says, the goodness of the Lord leads in repentance. I can't take all the credit for it. God had to have done this. I just simply did what he asked me to do, which seemed like a small thing in relationship to how well he blessed me. So, again, this was the word of the Lord for Unfailing Love Ministry today. We're going to continue on, not just because the weather's inclement, but we are going to have a time of on live broadcasting. I'm not going to say it's going to be every Saturday, but we're going to come to you as often as we can, so stay tuned. We'll certainly put it up on our Facebook page that we're going to be live on air, and you can listen from all over the world. But we certainly invite you to our brick-and-mortar location, which is 214 Gordon Avenue in the city of Richmond, just off the James River. We are currently a part of the Richmond Christian Center Village Complex of Churches and Ministries, and we just invite you to join us there every Saturday at 6. What we will be doing in 2017 is meeting an hour earlier at 5 for those who want to the study with us, Word to the Heart studies. This day, and all of our sage leaders are going to be teaching throughout the year during that time. So we invite you to come and just join us during that special time of learning how to experience increase in our lives via the word of the Lord. Want to release you now. Feel free to listen to this broadcast as often as you like. To glean from the word, share it with others. We'd love for you to do that. But we're going to have a closing prayer now, and I think we'll have Elder Tara Colton. I would have my husband, but he's hacking. Y'all pray for Deacon Doug, Minister Doug, that he gets over his cold and that he doesn't give it fully to me. But anyway, we're going to have Elder Tara to close us out in prayer. Again, join us next Saturday at 6 p.m. whether live or here on the broadcast.
For your, we thank you for the word that you have given us, Father. We thank you that there are no coincidences in the kingdom of God, that this word is for us and for us to move forward, not only for our increase, O God, but for the increase of others. Thank you for loving us just that much. Father God, I pray that you pour back into the woman of God, Pastor V. Lord, I thank you that every area of her life is immediately manifesting increase, Father, so that she can move on to do the things that you need her to do. Thank you, God, for each of the leaders and every other person that's on the line tonight. We thank you for the increase in their life, Lord, and we thank you for your unfailing love towards us. Amen. Amen.
Dr. V, and you are tuned in to Unfailing Love Ministry, where each week we embrace the scriptures with intent, intensity, and integrity so you might experience the love of God, not only the love of God,